B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, 11 o'clock across the Delaware Valley. Our 11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. We're celebrating football. This is the return of football, and it's one of my favorite subjects, which is why we are so attracted to it, why we love it, why we embrace it so much, and particularly why do we love the Eagles? Why are they? We love all four teams differently. We have a relationship with all four teams. Like, we love them dearly. And because I have two kids, I can see it, right? Like, we have unconditional love for our four teams. And yet, we have a different relationship with each one. How would you describe your relationship with the Eagles, Chunas? The Phillies is one, you love them, but they infuriate you. And they've always done that. Whether it's the previous ownership that was too cheap, I'm talking about like in the 90s and early 2000s, to, you know, GMs you can't stand or a manager you don't like. In this case, we like the manager. We can't stand the GM.
Right.
We like the owner. But we love them, but they do infuriate us. How would you describe your relationship with the Eagles?
I think it's pretty damn good. Because to me, they always want to try and win. And I go back to, listen, I was very fortunate as a kid. Even though they only got to the one Super Bowl and lost that one Super Bowl, I got to see four straight NFC Championship games. And I got to see spending money, even though the TO situation happened, and that was awful. But they spent money in a lot of areas, and they tried to bolster the team. I know the Dream Team year was a terrible season in Philadelphia, but they tried to do something, right? Like, they really tried to go out there and win. Were the decisions the right ones? Ultimately, no, but they tried to go out there and win. Chip Kelly, was that a bad decision? In the end, yeah, Chip Kelly did not work out. It was actually a disaster, except for that first season, but they went and got the best coach available. The only time I felt a certain type of way was when they hired Doug Peterson, and you know what? Doug Peterson ended up being the right call, and they won the Super Bowl. And since then, they've done everything to try to win. Draft mistakes have happened with this team a lot of times. But what do? They spend the money to try to fix their mistakes, which isn't a good thing. I'm not saying it's a good thing that they always have to fix their mistakes with a dollar sign, but at least they're trying.
Right.
And I appreciate that. Every single season going into an NFL season, I go, they're a contender for the playoffs. I say Super Bowl every single year? No, I'm not even saying it this year. But every single year I go, all right, this is a team that's going to contend for the playoffs.
Yeah.
Except for year one of Doug and Carson, because I had my concerns of Doug, and it was a rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But I go, all right, rebuilding year. So that's my relationship is pretty damn good with the Eagles, because they always give me hope, and they always seem to actually want to go out there and win.
Yeah, and here's the thing about them. I know, I used to have this argument with people for years and years and years about, all that matters, you win a Super Bowl. Yeah, I think that's an obvious statement that, of course, we all want to win. But what do we really look for as sports fans? We look for the entertainment value of a contention. Of being there every year, having a chance to win it. Like, that's what I ask. Hey, some years it's not going to happen. Most years, I should say, it's not going to happen. And then every once in a while, like one out of 50, 52, you get lucky, right? And they were lucky that year.
Yeah. Nick Foles coming in.
The whole thing was lucky. But they deserved it. Like, they were there. They were there. They were good enough to be there.
Right.
So that's my point. My point is, I want to contend every year. I want a team that I go, come August, I'm excited. Then the calendar flips to September, and then I go, oh, well, they got a shot. I can't imagine looking at a football season and staring at 4-12 every year.
Like Cleveland.
I mean, it would be torture.
Imagine being
How
Cleveland.
Do you get excited? Because the games don't matter.
I remember I've heard this debate before, right? It's been talked about on this
yes.
station before the Eagles won the Super Bowl, right? I've been here since 2015 now. Oh, I'd rather take 20 years of sub-500 football than 20 years of getting my hopes up.
Yes.
No, you don't.
Yes.
No, you don't.
Yes.
Because then you would be disinterested. You would check yes. out. You would hate to be a fan of a team that's going to go 4-12 for 20 straight years or whatever it was that the Cleveland Browns did.
Yes.
They had winless seasons.
Yes.
Don't give me that. No, you want to be a contender. You don't want your heart ripped out, but you'd rather
yes.
have your heart ripped out than going into a season without
yes.
any interest.
Yes.
Oh, can't wait for this winter where I'm not interested by anything. I guess I'll go to the pumpkin patch. I'll go look at the Christmas lights. No. You're looking at the Eagles. Because they give you hope. And that's great.
Right. That's right. Well, let's get to our friends. What a great name, Marquise. Isn't that a great name? Marquise Grissom. It's the Case in Virginia. What's up, Case? Marquise. Oh, no, Marquise. I hear something. What is it, Tunis? You hear anything?
I heard a beep.
A beep.
I'm disappointed.
Yo.
Oh, there he is.
Yo,
what's
this
up?
It's our team, cuz.
Oh, our team, they got it wrong. I'm sorry, our team. They got it wrong. They wrote up Marquise. I was like, wow, our team is cool. What's up, my man?
Listen, man, I'm a resident, grew up in Levittown, moved to Virginia, but check this out, man. Like, when Andy Reid left, I fell in love with the Steelers. But for some reason, like, I'm hyped about this season with the Eagles more than I am with the Steelers. I walked in a house the other day. My wife has on a bed a throwback Westbrook jersey with a snapback for me, and she said, baby, just go ahead. We know you still have love for the Eagles. Rock out. So it was a violation if I like both teams. I'm born and raised with the Eagles.
You're an Eagle. You're an Eagle fan. That's it. You tell her our team, I'm an Eagle man. There is no other squad.
Listen, man. She texted me this morning and said, the game comes on at 1 o'clock. Do you want meatballs, wings? And I'm like, yeah, you know what we watching at 1 o'clock.
Damn right you know we're watching at 1 o'clock. That's right, our team. And you got to get a wager going with her.
Listen, man, like, I just wanted to call in. I'm a long-time listener, man, first-time caller.
Oh, welcome,
show,
brother.
Man. I'm, for some reason, like, I'm pumped for this season with the Eagles.
Damn right you should be, brother.
I think it's something special this year.
You know, I don't know if there's going to be something special. Here's what I do know. It's been a long, long 2020, right?
Yes.
It's
yes.
been difficult. It's been arduous. It's been truly a tough year. And to come back into the warmth of Eagle fandom and football and friends and talking about it, I just think that's a good thing. And I think that's kind of, it's like chicken soup, how they say, you know? It's just, it's what we need right now, our team. It's what we need,
definitely,
brother.
Definitely. Yo, can I just do this one thing, man?
Yeah.
E-I-G-L-E-S-S-O.
Oh, I love it. I love it, buddy. That was a heartfelt chant. That was a real chant, Tunis. See, that's what I'm talking about. That raw emotion, that is what we need.
We're starting to get more and more of it, which is good. We're getting there.
I think people are here.
Yeah.
I do. I think people are here. But you get my point, right? Like, it's been a tough year, man. And there's something special.
Yeah.
Look, I was grateful for the bubble ball and the bubble pucks. And
bubble pucks,
whatever the, you know, we call this baseball, And I'm grateful it all came back, and it's terrific. But the true symbol of togetherness has always been football, because that's how we consume it. And I think we need it.
Yeah, and yesterday, I mean, just yesterday alone was incredible for me, right? Like, just having football, just having the sport back.
It was great, right? You know, and everybody's in, and, you know.
Yeah, the social media timeline was buzzing.
And Andy, everybody was looking at Andy Shield.
The mask, yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
People were putting pictures up on Twitter saying this is what Andy Reid sees, and they put a photo of the fog bowl.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, why you gotta do that to me?
Somebody did put Andy's drawing plays up on his shield. Yeah. And they had like the X and O, like you in the window. It was hysterical. John Clark put up, he wrote, Andy needs a defroster.
Yep.
That was good.
One guy, one of the best ones I saw was, they photoshopped the photo so it looked foggy, and it was B West. But it's like, this is what Andy sees when they give the ball to Hilaire, and he thinks it was B West.
That's fantastic. No, it was great, man. And that's the thing about, you don't realize how huge, how vast the sport is, because, you know, like, everybody watches it. You know, it's what it is. And then we have our, you know, in this Game of Thrones league, we have our country, right? And it's the Eagles. That's the beauty of it. Let's go to Nick. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Nick, eh?
Gentlemen, Nick and Nervine checking in.
What's up, Nervine? Are you ready, Nervine?
I'm in a great. No, listen, because I'm not even there yet. I'll be there Sunday. Sunday morning after my coffee and, you know, picking up the paper, and I'll start getting Nick and Nervine then. So,
that's beautiful.
But right now I'm happy. I mean, watching a game last night, hearing the crowd, watching, you know, the green grass is, you know, and also the production. I mean, the production of the game now, the first and 10 with the, you know, KC colors and a little arrow. Not the arrow, but kind of like a teardrop pointing in the direction they're going. It was great to watch that again. You know, 9/11, we try to appreciate things that we take for granted a lot of times.
Yes.
So, first of all, shout out to everybody who helped in any possible way, whether they were at Ground Zero or around the U.S., helping people out during a difficult time. And if we just remember how we came together as a country, we could do some more of that right now. But I'm happy, man. I mean, I was really excited. Watched the whole game, even though it didn't affect me in any way and didn't affect our fandom in any way. But, you know, watched the whole game. Listen to your boy at 6 o'clock who liked Hilaire. That's why everybody should always listen when you're on the air, because you give out good information. The best thing I heard today was how to spell holy, which I would have got confused and got wrong, which is W-H-O-L-L. Did you say E-Y or Y?
Y.
Y. See, I would have spelled it completely different. And second was the information that Brad gave out last night, which is always very productive.
He's really good, man. He's really good.
He's not Nick and Irene, but he kind of is on, you know, I'm on his
team. Oh, he's on Team Nick? No, he loves Washington. He loves Washington. He does. And bro, we're talking about Brad Feinberg, who is the sports betting expert, NBC Sports Philly, who does always does a hit with me every week on Cousins Corner, and he's a really good handicapper. However, he's got a hole in his game. And Nick, we agreed on every game, and I don't talk to him before that. We had him on the show. I gave him the games I liked. He liked every one of them, except he likes Washington. You like Washington. You like the Eagles, but you're afraid of Washington. And I think I am not afraid of that quarterback. I think that quarterback blows. And I don't think it's jailbreak every down. I love the Eagles on Sunday.
Speaking of blowing, who's worse? And I hate to say this, but who's
that's a great transition.
Who's worse in the last 5-6 years? Howie drafting or Klentak drafting?
Oh, Klentak.
It's close, man.
It's not close.
Well, he brought free agents in a Super Bowl. There's no question about that. But if we exclude all that and just go draft day, you know, I know he's got, what's his name, he's got Moniak in his back pocket as a ringer.
I mean, not for nothing, but, you know, Howie does have a director of player personnel that's in charge of the draft.
True. Good point.
Yeah.
So he put Carson here, and which is very big when it came to the Super Bowl year.
Yeah. You know, people forget, Cornelius. The Cornelius, Don Cornelius, who Klentak drafted too.
Don Cornelius.
Cornelius, what's his last name? Randolph.
Yeah, was that this year?
No, you remember a couple years ago.
Okay, now I got you.
Don Cornelius, man. Come on, stop. Klentak's horrible. Not even close. Howie won a Super Bowl. I don't care what anybody says about the dude. Yeah, I hated the Jalen Hurts pick, and I didn't like... Some you know my picks.
Oh, listen, I was.
But Howie's my man. I don't care. He brought that Super Bowl, and he was a big part of it.
Look, that second round draft pick, it could be the Jalen Hurts thing, which you know you went 2 weeks couldn't get out of your system. It's still in your system. You just don't want to bring it up. And I'm the same way. Of all the help we could have used, and all the impact players, like you said, you know, we hope Rager's going to be who we believe he's going to be, but. There was so much talent that was sitting there.
I know. I feel the same way. Anyway, you know, I'm frustrated. Yeah. I don't know. I don't have to tell you. I mean, other than
Football Friday.
Football Friday. I'm telling you. Listen, they're going to be good this year, right? I don't know if this is a real year. I told you, I don't think so. But I think they're going to be good. And I think they're going to be Washington by double digits. So.
All right. Listen, I just drove through.
You got a lot of Nervines with you, though, on your side. I'm in the minority.
Well, I know you are, and I don't like to listen. Which is fine because you want to go against the crowds. When it
the
comes
Republic
to the
dog, beware the public dog.
Right, especially home public dog in the same division is a weird stat. But anyway, I just drove by Second Street, you know, Center City, old city, because I had to go drop some wine off to one of the liquor stores for one of my clients, one of the restaurants. And I haven't been in the city in, I got to be honest, weeks, just because most of my restaurants are, they're slowly opening and
right.
doing business. So we kind of text, email, and phone call, whatever they need. I got to say, it was a little depressing. It's Friday, 11 o'clock, and there was nobody in the street.
Yeah.
Nobody in the street.
Yeah, I know. Now, that part of it, I mean, it's going to be a while before we get back to that sort of normalcy, that's for sure.
Look, Friday, this kind of weather today, Football Friday, first week of football. I mean, you would see Eagle jerseys everywhere, people roaming around.
I know.
Yeah, so. But listen, love, again, 9/11.
Don't bring me down, Nervine.
No. Right. Love everybody who participated in 9/11 and Football Friday. Can't wait. I'll be tuned in alone like you, Ann. I don't want anybody around me. We'll tell my girl we're going to put a brajol, you know, on the slow cooker, and we'll worry about that at 6 o'clock.
There you go. That's awesome. Brother, you're the best, man. We love you. Yeah. Thanks, man. Take it easy. Colby! There he is! King Colby, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's up, cuz?
What's going Thanks on, Colby? Me, What's happening, brother?
Just on the road out here, man. Hey, just real quick before I get into... I was listening to you when you had mentioned that you never seen Invincible. I didn't get a chance to call in, but hey, man, I'm right there with you. Not with Invincible, but I've never seen Rocky, so...
Get out of here!
Yeah, I'm seen
Rocky. Wow! Do me a favor. Can you watch it for me?
Yeah. I got you. I'll watch it.
All right, do me a favor. Watch it for me this week. Can you have time this weekend?
Yeah, I'll watch it this weekend.
All right, and then call me next week when you get a chance, and I'm dying to hear what you think. Because I think it's cool. It's funny. Now, I don't know why you've never watched it. I mean, for me, it was pettiness. And for you, it might have been like it's old or whatever. But right. I think you're really going to dig it. I think it still holds up, I should say.
You got a deal, man. I'll watch it this weekend.
Awesome.
But, about football, man, I just, like I was saying, that guy Alex this morning, I just think it lends itself to my point of football. It's just the inclusiveness and just how it brings everybody together. And you can't, you're never within, farther than an arm's reach of somebody who, at least hasn't seen a football game. And I just think that's really, really cool. I just think how it just brings the world together, and well, the country anyway. But I, you know, I could talk to a complete stranger that I don't know anything about, and I could bring up football, and you know, boom, we have a conversation going, and I just think that's really cool.
Yeah, you know, and it's organic, right? It's something that we connect over. And not to get too deep, but I do think there's a depth to it, right? I wrote a book years ago when the Eagles went to Jacksonville, and really the story wasn't of the team, but it was of the people, of the characters, and it was how people gathered together and how they celebrated it. And
right.
I felt, you know how it is. There's a huge, a deep connection with people, and it's almost spiritual, Colby. And that's the thing that I think that stands out with the sport.
Yeah, no doubt. It runs deep, and like you were talking about earlier about a family thing. To me, that's where the Eagles come in. Like that is a generational thing. My grandpa, my father. You know, I remember being a little boy sitting on the floor watching Ty and Coy Dentmer. You remember those boys?
Sure.
I mean, I was 7 years old watching that, and you know, that is just like a family thing. And I think that's where the Eagles come into my life. It's just how much my family loved it, and then that, you know, that's where I'm at with the Birds.
Fantastic, brother. Listen, enjoy the game on Sunday, and we'll talk to you next week about Rocky. Okay.
Yes, sir. Go Birds.
Go Birds. There he is, Colby. Never saw it. I'm sure, like, you know, if you're a younger guy, you go, whatever. Heard all about it, but you kind of never just watched it.
Got to see it.
You got it. It's fabulous. I mean, it is what it is. There's a reason why it's iconic. We will come back. Lots to get to. Doug, we'll hear from Doug getting ready for Sunday. And all your calls, we got a couple open lines, 2-610-632-0975. You want to grab it? What does football mean to you? What do the Eagles mean to you? It's Cuz Radio with the Tunis, 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, you want to find a way to make some easy money? Well, here's how you do it. Go against America's team, this Sunday night. FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving you a chance to get an even bigger win when you bet on L.A. over Dallas. For every 5,000 fans who bet on L.A. to cover the spread, FanDuel Sportsbook will move the line 1 point in L.A.'s favor. They did this with Philadelphia, the basketball team, earlier this season. They did it with the L.A. basketball team during the bubble. So listen to this. It's simple. It's easy money. As long as enough fans keep betting, the line will keep moving. And best of all, FanDuel will pay you out at whatever the line lands on by kickoff. So you don't have to wait to get in on the action. You could do it right now, and if it goes to plus 30, you'll get that. That's the odds you'll get, all right? This is a complete no-brainer. Plus, we know Dallas, they might not lose, but there's no way they're going to cover by 30 points. Take L.A. Sunday night. If you already have a FanDuel Sportsbook account, just look for the Spread the Love market to place your bet. And if you've been holding out, then here's your chance to start betting on FanDuel Sportsbook with incredible odds. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and be sure to sign up with promo code FANATIC. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code FANATIC. Must be 21 or older. Present New Jersey, NPA. Must wager in designated crowdfunding market. Max wager $50, payout minus 110. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
On a football Friday, don't forget, let's do our picks at 1 on Fridays, my man.
Okay.
All right. Well, because I want to do more of a breakdown. It's not just the pick segment, but I want to kind of go through each game.
Yeah, throw me off my game.
We'll
man.
Go through a little bit of a breakdown. Well, no, we'll talk about each game is basically what we're going to do.
I'm in.
And if there's any fantasy implications and stuff like that. All right?
Okay.
Don't forget the Fanatic Football Pool. Yeah, speaking of that, the Fanatic Football Pool presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook. How about this? So we got a football field-shaped baby pool that we're filling with cash and prizes. And be aware, starting Monday, we want you to listen four times a day. Actually, listen all day long. You know that. But four times a day, 8 a.m., noon, 4 p.m., and 8 p.m., if you're the fifth caller, you're going to win $100 cash money from Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Then we'll ask a simple football trivia question, like a Cuzzo question. If you get it right, we're going to put you in the grand prize drawing to win the Fanatic Football Pool and everything inside it. So here you go, right? Prize in the pool right now. You got a barbecue, a physique round barbecue, a fire pit kit from Landis Block, a talking teddy bear from the movie Ted 2, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 for PS4, a full year's supply of snacks from Hers Snack Foods, and $1,000 cash from Parks Casino and Sportsbook. All right? And we're going to be adding prizes all the time.
If that Tony Hawk goes missing, you know where to, you know who to call.
Yes. There's all kinds of stuff we're going to be just throwing in there. Stuff we find.
Or throw Egan in there.
Yeah. Pat. Yeah, well, Pat will be in there. All of a sudden, Pat will jump out of the pool. The Fanatic Football Pool presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Must be 21 gambling prime. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, let's hear a little Doug, and then I want to get back to the phone lines. I want to talk to as many people as possible today, all right? Why do we love football? Why do we love the Eagles? What is it about our special relationship that we have? But here's Doug. I want to hear about Sunday.
Morning, Doug. Watching Andy Reid on the sidelines yesterday, he had his face shield, which is getting some attention now. I know for San Francisco and Buffalo, you'll have to wear a mask as well. I'm curious what that process is like, choosing what kind of mask or shield you'll wear when you have to go through those games.
Yeah, I did. I saw the same thing. I just think it's preference. I've tried the shield in our building. From the standpoint of just getting a little more airflow, I do all the, when I stand up and talk in front of the team and things like that, having a mask, it just kind of restricts voice inflection and understanding what I'm saying and different things. But wearing that shield allows you to speak a little more clearly. He feels comfortable in that. I'm gonna wear an actual mask with my headset and microphone over the mask, but it's just a comfort thing probably for most coaches at this time.
Hey, Doug. I just wanted to ask you for an injury update, particularly on Lane and Miles. Do you expect both to play on Sunday?
Yeah, both of those guys are doing extremely well. They're still day-to-day. Obviously, you know, we'll get through today's practice. You'll know more after today's practice, but, you know, they're both doing extremely well, and we'll see here in the next couple of days.
Derek Barnett has not practiced all of training camp. Well, he didn't practice all of training camp, but apparently he's back this week, and he's got a hamstring. What exactly has been holding him back, and what is your expectation for him Sunday?
Well, what's holding him back is us. I mean, we're making sure that he's 100%. He's feeling good. He's still day to day. I would put him in the same bucket as Miles and Lane. With an opportunity. So we'll see here in the next couple of days how he feels. Today's a big day for all these guys, as you guys know, on Friday, to get out there and practice, and then we'll find out more as we get closer to Sunday.
Go ahead, Ed, and then Mike Ted.
Hi, Doug. Zach Ertz talked to us yesterday, and he said that he really wants to stay with the Eagles for the long run, but he doesn't think the feeling is mutual. What's your reaction to that?
Zach Ertz is a tremendous football player. He's a great person. Love having him on this football team. He is a leader, and you know, he's helped us. Gosh, he's helped us win a lot of games around here. He led our team in receptions, and he's a big part. He's a valuable part of what we do, you know, offensively, but also as a team. So I'm excited that he's here. I'm excited that he's a part of an Eagle. He and I, we get along extremely well. I love having him. We game plan for him. So, you know, I just hope we can put all that behind us and move on to football.
Go ahead, Jamie, and then Dave Zingaro.
Doug, Sunday's probably going to be one of the more bizarre games you've ever coached, given, you know, just the circumstances, the fact it's going to be played in front of an empty stadium. I'm sure you've thought about that. I talked to an NFL exec who's saying they're going to pump in a soundtrack that you guys are going to be able to hear inside the bowl there. But have you thought about the challenges and or how different things are going to be with that kind of silence and the fake crowdhood and what that's going to be like?
You know, we got a little taste of it at our scrimmage, you know, at the link 2 weeks ago. And I thought our guys handled it pretty well. You know, we still have to understand, you know, we're obviously going to be prepared from an offensive perspective with different cadences and things of that nature to keep ourselves at a, you know, hopefully at an advantage there. But it really is going to be sort of a, it's going to be different. It's going to be kind of eerie, you know, when you step out into a stadium right at kickoff, because the crowd, the energy, the electricity, I mean, you know, in the stadium, is something that we all feed off of. This is part of our game. It's part of our sport. It's the emotion of playing football, playing a, you know, a gladiator type sport, where there's a lot of collisions, and guys get excited for that. They get energized for that. So, you know, it's something that I've talked to our team quite a bit about, from the standpoint of self-motivation, you know, going into games like this, or group motivations going into games of this nature. And we're going to find out Sunday, but it's going to be different. I know.
Dave, and then Bo.
Hey, Doug, Jalen Reagor was a full participant yesterday. When that injury happened, it looked like it was a little more significant. Is he healed faster than you anticipated? And even if he plays Sunday, do you have to manage him a little bit?
Yeah, Jalen's doing really well. You know, we've kind of, you know, we've taken it day by day with him. We've kind of increased him this week. We want to see where he's at. You guys know we're not going to put anybody out there that's not 100% or better. And he's feeling good. So we'll get through these next couple of days, but, you know, expect some good things. He's felt good. So we'll see where he's at the next, you know, here in the next 48 hours.
Bo, and then Rube.
Hey, Doug, we have seen in the past you sort of rotating guards mid-game when you were sort of trying to find the right answer. Is that something we may see at right guard, or do you want to settle in on somebody there?
I mean, ultimately, you'd like to settle in so there's consistency, but at the same time, we have worked several guys in there and given everybody an opportunity. Again, you know, we're in these unique times where you have to, you know, you got to practice all your offensive linemen and have them prepared and ready, and you know, having the eighth guy is beneficial for us, and having them all dressed. So at the end of the day, yeah, you would like to have a solid right guard, you know, or any offensive line position to be, you know, to be solidified. But at the end of the day, we end up finding the best 11 to get us through either a series or a game, you know, at the moment.
We have time for two more. So we'll do Rube and then John McMullen.
Hey, Doug, we saw Corey Clement show up on the injury report with a quad yesterday. When did that happen? And with Miles banged up and Corey banged up, you have Boston and the new kid healthy. What's your level of concern with the health at that position?
Yeah, it was just kind of precautionary with Corey. You know, we'll see where he's at again today. Listen, it's something that you know, what I appreciate about our players is they take responsibility, they take ownership. When they feel something, they say something, and we can get them treated. So we'll find out today after practice. But you know, again, this is why we practice everybody. You practice guys like Michael Warren and, you know, Elijah Holyfield and you know, Adrian Killens. You practice all your guys, so if something comes up, you have the ability to bring somebody up in moments notice.
Hey, John.
Hey, Doug. You've had a lot of success now, pretty large sample size, week one season openers. When you self-scout, any themes that you think have helped you guys be successful early in the season?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, a lot of times it's sometimes the unknown of going, even if it's an opponent that we know or a coaching staff that we know, you know, there's still the unknowns of – you know, what have they been working on in training camp, right? And you're coming out with different plays, different defenses, things of that nature, you know. But our guys, you know, I feel comfortable. It's, you know, you're only as good, I guess, as how you practice and go about your business. And, you know, our guys have handled the opening day well, whether we've been at home or on the road. You know, we were fortunate, obviously, as you guys know, to win that game last year against this team here. I mean, it was not an easy game. And anytime you're playing a division opponent to start the season, you know, you've got to be on your stuff. And this game will be no different.
All right, there he was. That's Doug just moments ago. Great news about Lane Johnson. I expected Miles Sanders to play. You know, Lane always guts it out.
Yes.
So does it change the way you feel about the game?
No, I still feel good. I still think they cover. I don't know if it's like a 15-point victory, but I still think it's a cover.
Well, so last, I don't know if I should just get, we had it off of Cousins Corner last night, but what Nick was referencing early in the show was Brad Feinberg, the NBC sports betting expert. He's a great guy, Brad. He loves the Redskins are his number one play.
Really? Number one play?
And he said they're going to win outright. He goes, I can't see that. And Andrew, when I tell you, and I swear to you, like I'm swearing to you, this is not a goggles pick. It's not. It's not green goggles. It's not Homer. It's not. I don't see it. I think the Eagles win by double. I think they roll. I don't. What am I missing?
I mean, I don't. I just.
I mean, that quarterback blows.
Stinks. Dwayne Haskins is not good.
He stinks.
I like Terry McLaurin, but they got to give him the ball first.
Right. Okay. So we had a big game against him last time, and I know the first time we talked about it, Darius Slay got bit against him because he said he wasn't ready for his speed. All right, well, now he's going to be ready for speed. He's a good player. But come on, the run game. I was going back and forth with Brad yesterday.
Yeah, I don't see this as a Washington outright. I see this as an Eagles win and they cover. Like, it might not be pretty, but I see them as a win and they cover. Now, I'm sure Miles Sanders won't be used as much as he normally would be because they're probably going to be cautious with the injury. The one thing that scared me earlier in the week when we had Jeff McClain on, it was yesterday, he said maybe Lane Johnson doesn't go because he gutted through the high ankle sprain last year.
Right.
And maybe that caused him still dealing with the injury to this day. So maybe that's why he wouldn't play. But then, like, when I sit back and think about it, there is no way in hell they can start a season with Nate Herbig and Matt Pryor right side.
Good morning, Herbig.
there's no way you can start the season.
Good morning, Herbie.
So I go, you know what? I do expect Lane Johnson to go out there. I'm not saying suck it up and go out there, but I'm saying, like, you know, Herbig and Pryor.
Come on.
You're already missing.
And by the way,
a couple other guys on the line.
Okay. Worst case scenario, but you're really not, right? You're missing. You'd be missing those two. You're not missing Dillard because
Peters is right over there. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, the way I look at it and go, all right. Even worst case scenario, those guys are there. They still have it's not going to be jailbreak. Like, we think, oh, jailbreak every play.
Right.
It's not going to be like that. Like, yeah, might there be a couple big sacks? Might there be a turnover? Okay. I'll meet you halfway and say, all right. But that Washington team, I don't know how they score. Unless, I don't know, that kid had a great offseason.
Right.
But to me, new coaches, the whole thing, new system, that takes time for them to figure it out. You're to talk about the first game of the season. Look at Deshaun Watson. I love Deshaun Watson.
Yep.
Right? That offense was bad. The end of the game.
Garbage time.
Was the only time they scored. You know, they had the one touchdown early to take the 7-0 lead. And then they did nothing. Nothing. And that Chiefs defense is a no-name defense other than a couple studs up front. And the Honey Badger.
The Honey Badger, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, I'm not.
Deshaun Watson is a great player.
I'm not a Nicky Nervine, Nick in Collegeville. No, I feel good about the game. Eagles win, they cover. It's, you know, I get it. I'm concerned about the Washington defensive front too, and I think it's more so because of the Eagles' offensive line. They have talent on that front, but the Eagles' offensive line is banged up. You know, you still have the better quarterback. I like the Eagles' defensive front is nothing to, you know, look away from. They too have a very good defensive front.
I know, a great defense.
Right, we keep on saying, oh my God, the Washington front. So Fletcher Cox stinks now?
I know, it's like it's the Russian front.
Right.
Like we're invading Russia, it's the front. Come on.
You mean you know, Cox and Malik Jackson are up there with BG on the outside? Yeah, come on now.
Double digits, Holmes, double digits.
You think Rager plays?
Yes. But I think Deshaun Jackson is the star.
Yes.
Mo in Richboro, you're on 97.5 The Fan. Mo, what's happening?
What's up, cuz? What's up, Junis? How y'all doing?
What's going on, Mo?
Nothing. We're on a road trip right now. First things first, we want to say God bless all the men and women who lost their lives on this day 19 years ago. We're on a road trip down to Outer Banks for our buddy Kevin's bachelor party.
Nice.
You know, last time we called you on a road trip, that following February, the Eagles won the Super Bowl. So we're going to keep the tradition going. We're going to give you a chance. That's the cool.
I love that, man. I love it.
All right, ready, boys? E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Oh, dude, that's awesome, boys. I love it. Have a great time. I wish I was going with you. Sounds like a blast. Listen, enjoy yourselves. Go Birds! That's fun, man. Road trip, Outer Banks. First football weekend. Junis. Why are we here like suckers?
Yeah, I know. About to say, I'd be down for that.
Let's get in the car and go. It's Cuz Radio with the Junis. Hanging out. Football Friday. All your calls straight ahead. All right, you ready? I'll tell you about the Bagster. I think I want to put
Sorry Nick in. It wasn't good enough.
Oh, yeah. I was going to put Brad Nick in the Bagster, but
there's room for Tommy.
Nah. I forgot. See? Football made me forget. No, Tommy Hunter in the Bagster.
Sorry it wasn't good enough.
Yeah, he's in the Bagster. I was going to do a joke Bagster, but no, the guy got to do a serious Bagster now and throw Tommy Hunter. Tommy, get in the Bagster for good. The Bagster bag can handle all of your garbage needs.
So the entire bullpen.
We're going to get mad at us again when we do the pig pen. Make sure you do the pig pen. I want the pig pen with last night's Marlins game.
All right.
You can make that happen. Are you working on renovations for your home? You getting new roof? You organizing garage, attic, basement, whatever it is, landscaping? I'm telling you, the Bagster bag can handle all of your home projects. Yeah, that's right. 3-cubic-yard dumpster in a bag that holds 3,300 pounds of waste. It's got the strength of the metal dumpster, but not the unsightliness. And it's easy. Sold at Home Depot and Lowe's and local home improvement stores everywhere for just $29.99. That's only $29.99. The Bagster is easy to use. Whatever your cleaning plans are, again, you're doing stuff this fall around the house, you need the Bagster. That's completely on demand. No time limits. Nope. Go to thebagster.com to find the store nearest you for more details. Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up this fall with a Bagster. Dumpster in the back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.